Crime Does Not Pay.
I said no. If you've got a bet, go to another book. Now, that settles it.
Well, you don't have to get sore at me. I don't play basketball on this team.
Other books make dough, plenty. That's what the point system was invented for. Me, all I do is lose.
Why don't you move the joint?
Where? What for?
Well, I wouldn't want to be telling you your business, Miss Dannon.
And you don't have to be snippy, either. I asked a question.
I was just thinking, if you ran a lunchroom across the street from State instead of here, well, you could take bets against our team. The way the boys are playing, you'd never lose.
Oh, that's out of Mitch's territory. My book pays off to Mitch. I'll find a way to beat these kids, Susie. I'll figure a way. And I'll put them right through the hoop. You can bet on that.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Through the Hoop, starring Una O'Connor. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Una O'Connor as Jackie Dannon in Through the Hoop. It is the kind of lunchroom you'll find across the street from any college in any big city. The walls were painted in the school colors, pennants hung above the hooks where the coats hung in winter, and the slickers on rainy days. There was the usual counter and the usual collection of square and wobbly tables. Even the waitress was usual. A fairly pretty girl, too wise for her own good, perhaps. This was the college luncheonette, and this was Josie Davis. However, there was one unusual feature about the place. The proprietress. Miss Dannon to the boys, Jackie to those who had known her in the line 20-odd years earlier. All sorts of rumors circulated on the campus across the street with each incoming freshman class. Rumors that varied from champagne baths at stage parties to a murdered lover. Jackie neither confirmed nor denied these tales. Jackie was smart in more ways than one.
It's a laugh, I tell you, Miss Dannon. One of the new kids wanted to know if you was really a Follies girl.
And what did you tell him, Josie?
I said, how should I know? I wasn't even born then.
Oh, thanks for the compliment.
I didn't mean it that way, Miss Dannon.
I'll forget it.
Miss Dannon, can I ask you something?
Why not?
Well, do you start those stories about, I mean, well, sometimes the older fellows, the seniors, they think that...
Funny, you know, how much a boy can grow up between freshman and senior, isn't it, Josie?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, they got to grow up sometime.
Yeah, that's a fact. Everything okay, boys?
Sure, like always.
Are you going to bet or should I?
How many points Saturday night, Bob?
That'd be telling. Also, it might jinx us, and we're undefeated so far. Here, milk and pie for me, coffee and a sandwich for Ralph. Is that right, Josie?
Didn't I give you a check?
Not yet.
I better, huh? Before I lose my job.
That's all I need to get the bookkeeping balled up.
What book are you talking about?
Five, one coffee, one milk, 40 cents.
I'm paying. Ralph's always broke. He puts his money on the team.
That point system. Ouch.
Well, thanks, boy.
What's the margin Saturday?
Are you playing, Bob?
Unless I break a leg in practice.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't worry, Josie. The boys are careful with me.
With Bob in the game, it's 9 points.
Put me down for $5, will you, Miss Dannon?
Put me down.
Till tomorrow. I get my allowance Thursday. I'll get it up tomorrow.
No cash, no bets, honey.
I'll be here.
Hey, it's 7:00. If we're going to make the 2:00 last.
We scramble.
So long, girl. See you tomorrow, Josie.
Crazy kid. 9 points. Just because he goes to the school. Wake up, Josie. I'm talking to you.
What? Oh, yes, Miss Dannon.
What's on your mind? That basketball player?
He's a nice boy.
Oh, forget it, kid. College boys aren't for you. Takes too long for them to make a living.
I wouldn't mind waiting, I guess.
Now take my advice, kid. I've been around. Forget the whole deal. There's only one thing that counts, and that's dough. If I'd hung on to mine. Maybe I wouldn't be running a lunchroom and making a living making book.
Here's your beef, Bob. Pretty good today.
Thanks. Hey, no potatoes?
The coach was in for coffee yesterday. I asked him what you should eat. You got double string beans. Green vegetables.
Thanks, Josie. Look out, the boss doesn't hear about this.
It comes out the same as the regular blue plate.
That's not what I mean.
Well, what then?
You build me up. I'll make so many points, she'll never win a bet.
That's okay by me. You gonna win Saturday?
It's in the bag.
Good. You ought to know.
Hey, Josie, do I get milk today?
Sure, in a minute. Miss Dannon.
Something on your mind, Josie, besides that center and his lunch?
Would you take a bet from me?
What?
Well, I got $2, see? Here, on the boys.
Oh, you mean on your boyfriend, don't you, kid?
On the team.
Oh, you won't learn, will you? Betting's a sucker's racket. A kid's game. On the end you want to take.
Please, Miss Dannon, can I make a bet with you?
And if I say no...
I know a bookie down near where I stay. He'll take it. Sometimes he makes books on games when the points are high enough. And 9 points are plenty.
You know, I think you're nuts, don't you?
I want to do it.
I've been trying to teach you. Business is business. And love stuff is for the birds and college kids.
I know all that. I've been working since I was 15. Here's my $2.
Okay, you're done. You asked for it, kid. Don't ever say I told you different.
You gonna win tomorrow night, Bob?
Could be. Why, Josie, you got your salary on the team?
Maybe I have, and maybe I haven't.
So that's why you've been billing me up all week. Green vegetables, meat, everything.
The girl can't afford to lose the dough. Not even the $2 I put down with Miss Dannon.
Hey, you did? Now we are going to skunk them, but good.
Well, you'd do that anyway.
We'll try.
What's it like going to college, Bob?
Nothing much, except maybe in the basketball season. You know, go to classes, study, homework, when you can't get out of it. Routine.
Well, don't you ever have proms and things?
Oh, that. Not me. I'm in training.
Even when the season is over?
Well, I suppose I'll go to the senior prom this year. Last chance.
You're a senior, huh?
Mm-hmm. Getting out in June.
Well, what'll you do then?
Get a job, I hope.
Job? What kind of a job?
Well, I'm getting my degree in science. For a drug company or something.
Like in a drugstore?
No, I'd have to go to pharmacy school for that. In a lab. For a big company, I hope.
Well, you mean you'll be sort of like a chemist?
I hope I'll be a chemist, Josie. Why are you so interested?
Oh, I'd just like to know.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the senior prom like? I mean, do they have it in a hotel or what?
Josie!
Oh, yes, Miss Dannon?
Wake up, Josie. Table 6.
Yes, Miss Dannon.
Better take care of them, Josie. We can talk about senior proms anytime.
Yeah, that's how it is. You can talk about proms anytime. You want a menu, fellas? What do you know what you want?
You want your pay, don't you?
Well, thanks, Miss Dannon.
Count it.
Yeah, sure. Fine. Hey, it's too much.
You forget you put $2 down with me on Saturday's game?
I guess so.
You'll never make any dough that way.
Well, I didn't forget exactly.
What then?
Well, it's just you didn't want me to bet, and I knew I won, and I sort of didn't want to ask you for the money. It was awful little.
Of all the silly...
Hiya, Miss Dannon. Josie?
Hi. Where's Bob?
The gym, practice. I come to collect.
Okay. Collect. Here. Your pal should break a leg.
Not for my money.
For mine.
Josie, you should have seen him. He was terrific. They couldn't stop him in the pivot, and off the backboard, he was out of this world.
But the best was when he stole the ball and took it down the court all by himself and made that extra basket.
Josie, you were there.
Oh, I figured we'd win, so I used my bet money for a ticket.
How do you like that, Miss Dan? And Josie was there. I got to tell Bob about this.
How do I like it?
Oh, please, Ralph. No, don't tell him, huh?
Are you kidding? You got a bang out of this.
I'm sorry, Miss Dannon.
Nothing to be sorry for. You won, didn't you?
Yeah, I know, but...
I'll quit apologizing. Business is business.
Then could I make another bet? On this Thursday's game at the Armory.
Look, they're playing State Thursday. The margin is 13 points. They'll never make it against State Zone.
I want to do it anyway. You could win back what I took from you.
I said no. You got to bet, go to another book. Now, that settles it.
You don't have to get sore at me. I don't play basketball on this team.
Other books make dough plenty. That's what the point system was invented for. Me? All I do is lose.
Why don't you move the joint?
Where? What for?
Well, I wouldn't want to be telling you your business.
And you don't have to be snippy either. I asked a question.
I was just thinking, if you ran a lunchroom across the street from State instead of here, well, you could take bets against our team. The way our boys are playing, you'd never lose.
That's out of Mitch's territory. My book pays off to Mitch. I'll find a way to beat these kids, Josie. I'll figure a way and I'll put them right through the hoop. You can bet on that.
Hi, Jackie.
Well, Charlie the bagman himself in person.
Complete with bag, kiddo.
Oh, don't we sound like a couple of characters out of the 20s, though?
Well, aren't we?
Oh, never remind me, Charlie. I begin to creak.
Jackie, honey, you didn't creak when you worked the old Republic.
Oh, them days are gone forever.
Ah, you were great, kiddo. Great. Jacqueline Dannon and her...
Forget it. My publicity around here says I worked for Ziegfeld and married a millionaire.
It wasn't Ziggy. And Johnny was no millionaire.
I'll drop it, will you?
Okay, any way you want it. You got Mitch's cut ready?
What's he want? Blood out of his toe?
The points have been okay.
Yeah. Bob Warren has been beating the points. 26 he scored himself last Saturday.
That's no alibi, Jackie. Sorry, business is business.
Yeah, so you want the tick.
You know the deal. 20% or the guarantee. No dough, no book. And Mitch's word goes.
Oh, okay, okay. The fact I'm losing doesn't bother Mitch.
Nothing bothers Mitch, except bookies what don't pay off, male or female.
Well, you got your dough.
Check. See you after Thursday, Jackie. Mitch sends regards.
There's a way. Oh, there's gotta be a way.
Miss Dannon, I got a check here that... Hey, did I do something, Miss Dannon?
No, you never do anything.
Oh, gee, I thought you were sore at me.
I'm sore at the racket I'm in and the small change I'm stuck with.
If there was anything I could do, Miss Dannon, I...
You know, Josie. Now, maybe there is something you could do, and you'd probably love doing it.
What is it?
How'd you like to win some real money, Josie?
Well, a girl can always use dough. You say that often enough.
Uh-huh. Well, you kind of like that big center, don't you?
What if I do?
Two things might go together, kid. It just might.
I don't see how.
No. In your state, you wouldn't. But I do. And before I'm through, I'm going to take the chance out of basketball and put a wad of dough where it belongs in my bank account.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Through the Hoop. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Una O'Connor as Jackie Dannon in Through the Hoop. Jackie, Jackie Dannon bent her scheming mind to the problem before her. She knew the point margin of betting on the college basketball games was what she had to beat. She knew, too, that Bob Warren, the big center of the team on which her customers placed their bets, was the high scorer in most of the games in which he played. These two facts added themselves up for Jackie. In fact, in this case, one plus one meant a lot more than two for Jackie. Her conclusions drawn, Jackie went to work with her usual thoroughness.
Josie!
Yes, Miss Dannon?
What are you doing back there?
Getting out of my uniform, Miss Dannon. No more customers this late, are there?
No. I just wanted to talk to you.
I did something, Miss Dannon?
No, but you can do something. How would you like your little bet on Thursday's game to pay off real big?
You wouldn't take my bet.
I might not.
What do you want me to do?
Your friend, Bob Warren. He'll be here in for his lunch on Thursday, won't he?
Sure. Well, you know that.
You'll take care of him, milk and all.
Nice. Why, Miss Dannon?
Josie, do you know anything about race horses?
Only that they cost money when you pick the wrong one.
Well, you know, sometimes a horse can be pepped up by what he eats. Or slowed down.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Uh-huh. And the same thing can be arranged for basketball players. Understand? Speak up, Josie. Do you understand?
I won't do it.
I think you will. You like your job here, don't you, Josie?
I can always get another job.
You like Bob Warren, too, don't you?
So what if I do?
Suppose Bob Warren found out a few things about you.
I never did anything wrong.
That's not the way it would be told.
Oh, please, Miss Dannon.
I'm pretty good at planting stories, Josie, even about myself. I could be awful good planting them about you.
But they wouldn't be true.
What's true, Josie? Only what people believe. Most people believe what they want to believe. Boys on the campus across the street would like to believe that the waitress here is...
I'll quit now.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll do as I tell you. And you'll give Bob Warren his milk and you'll pour this into it before you give it to him. I know you're kind, Josie Davis. You'll do as I say and you'll even place a bet the way I tell you to. And you'll collect your winnings, too. Now, go get your coat. We're closing up until tomorrow. Tomorrow, Josie. Understand?
Bob, for Pete's sake, what happened?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Last game, 26 points. Tonight, 10. Wow, is Jackie going to clean up on this one?
Looks like I dumped the game, doesn't it?
Anybody says that, I'll dump him.
My legs wouldn't work. Felt like I was wearing diver's boots or something, all lead.
Look, let's head home. You get some sleep, you'll feel better in the morning.
Well, let me alone, will you, Ralph? Sorry, I just want to crawl into a hole and pull it in after me. See you in class in the morning.
Okay, boy, have it your own way. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Bob, can I speak to you for a minute?
Huh? Oh, Josie. Sure, why not?
You want to walk a little? You're tired, though, huh?
I want to walk.
I'm sorry you lost tonight. What do they call it? It's an upset.
Yeah. I'm the one who's upset. Were you there, Josie?
Yeah. I was there.
I never played worse in my life.
Maybe you couldn't help it. I mean, maybe you didn't feel so good.
I felt fine until I started to run pre-game drill. Josie, I can't be played out. I'm too young for that.
How old are you, Bob?
21.
I'm older than that.
I'm glad you watched for me. I need somebody to talk to.
No, Bob, no. No, forget that, will you? I had to talk to you.
What's wrong with that?
I know why you played so bad tonight.
I wish I did.
If, It was the milk you had for lunch.
Sour or something? Sour milk never slowed a man down.
Oh, it wasn't sour. It was... There was something in it.
You're kidding.
Oh, I had to do it, Bob, honest. Jackie said she'd do all kinds of things. I gave in. I gave you the glass she fixed for you. She wanted me to fix it, but I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't.
I get it. Funny, you read about this stuff in the papers. You figure it won't ever happen to you. Holy smoke. Jackie and her book and the point system. Come on, Josie.
Where?
To the cops, of course.
Oh, no, 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 Bob. I can't go to the cops.
Why not?
Why can't? You wouldn't understand if I go to the cops. Well, Mitch will find out.
Who's Mitch?
He gets a cut from Jackie's book. She works for him. He'd do something awful. I can't, and we mustn't. Nothing can help us.
It's crazy, all of it. These things don't happen.
Don't they? That's what you think.
I got it. We can lick this if we do it right.
Oh, if you think so, whatever you say, Bob, only no cops.
No cops, not for us. We'll stay out of it. But the coach can take the play from us. Josie, this is going to be a real fast break. And somebody's going to be caught flat-footed right in the keyhole.
Miss Dannon?
Yes, Ed.
You're sitting pretty.
Oh, you're telling me.
Better than you think.
Now, what have you been up to?
I waited for Bob after the game last night.
You what?
He's completely under control.
Oh, you learn fast, don't you?
Maybe some people aren't as dumb as some people think.
Oh, maybe they're not.
Can I have my check, Josie?
Oh, yeah, sure. 60 cents. There.
Here you are, Miss Dannon.
Thank you. A 20. That's a big bill.
Use the change, will you?
Use the... Look, boy.
Use your judgment, Miss Dannon.
You are getting smart. Going to college and all.
A college degree doesn't make money. Not the kind I want. And quick, the way I gotta have it. See you Monday, Miss Dannon. After Saturday night's game. So long, Josie. Be good.
Oh, yeah. So long, Bobby.
Can you beat it? And we went to all the trouble of using dope when all we had to do was to talk to the kid.
Miss Dannon, have you ever seen a basketball game?
Seen a game? What for? All I want to see is the score.
I got 2 tickets for Saturday night. You want to come along?
Yeah, don't you see enough of me around here?
Well, the game's exciting, Miss Dannon. You'd get a kick out of it.
Why not? Sure. Why not? Meantime, I'll make a little investment for your boyfriend, and then we'll watch him make it pay off. Not another foul.
The personal on Bob. One more and he's out of the game.
They can't do that.
Why not? There's only a few seconds left to play.
What's the score, Josie?
69-58. Our favor.
11 points. The margin tonight is 9. They can't do this to us.
He missed the foul. He missed. It's still 69-58. Hey, take it, Bob. Go on, drive in there, Bob. Another basket, Bob.
I lose my shirt.
71-58. And 27 points for Bob. Oh, it's over. Over.
All right, come on, let's get out of here.
I'll meet you outside, Miss Dannon. I want to try and see Bob.
I know a double cross when I see one. They're coming with me.
Don't worry, miss. I'll take care of the lady.
Oh, thank heaven.
Yeah, who do you think you are?
Racket squad. You'll have to come downtown.
She did this. I give her a job off the street. She did this.
Look, we'd like to do this quietly. If not, it'll be your own choice.
Just wait. Just wait, you yuck. You'll be taken care of, you and your basketball-playing boyfriend.
I'm not afraid. Not anymore. Not of you or Mitch or anybody. You won't touch me.
Yeah, but the bets won't be paid off. They won't.
I'll see to that.
That's what you think. Ralph and Bob and me, we took care of that, too. You're going to jail. And you're broke, see?
Let me go. Let go of my hands. Let me get my hands on that.
Save it. Save it, Dannon. You won't get your hands on anything or anyone for quite some time. Now, let's go. Or do I have to put the cuffs on you? Glad you enjoyed the game, Miss Davis. You sure seem to be having a good time from where I was sitting, right behind you. See you in court. And soon.
Crime does not pay. Una O'Connor, who starred as Jackie Dannon in Through the Hoop, will be back with you in just a moment. Now, here in person is Una O'Connor.
There is little doubt that the very lowest form of crime is the corruption of youth, and the most dangerous to our country. When our youth is corrupted, the future of the nation is endangered. That's why the headlines, which have told the sordid stories of gambling and college sport, of the attempts by organized crime to reach into the lives of the students in our colleges, have seemed doubly shocking. Inevitably, somewhere, a boy like Bob Warren turns on people like Jackie Benham, and the newspapers blazing the story. Inevitably, too, in every such story, the fact is made completely clear that crime does not pay.
Thank you, Miss O'Connor. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Marks B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Garth. Technical consultant is Burton B. Turkis. The events, characters, and names used in the story you have just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental.